Well, I need to tell you that it truly is my hope that you experienced Jesus during your Christmas celebration. I know that it's been a very different kind of Christmas for a lot of folks, Cheryl and I included. Our plans were that all of our family would have been together, kids from Colorado and Ohio and North Carolina, but that just didn't happen. So Cheryl and I got to spend a Christmas together, which, to be honest with you, is the first time we've ever done that because our son Aaron was born before Christmas in our first year of marriage. So this was kind of new, and God met us. The fact that we've celebrated Christmas tells us that we're now moving toward the end of the year, and there are some some thoughts I have to share as we end this year and as we begin to enter a new year. Let me say a prayer first. Father in heaven, we pray in the strong name of Jesus that the ministry of the Holy Spirit will guide this time, that you will be glorified and that we will be drawn more close to you. Thank you, Lord. We so desperately need you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we're entering 2021, ending 2020, the question is, will the first part of the next year be much different than the ending of this year? In a lot of ways, it doesn't look like it, at least not quickly. I am very grateful that soon there's going to be a vaccine available to folks because of this pandemic and this COVID-19 that has really devastated people around the globe. But given the fact that we are ending a year and beginning a new year, I think it's important for us to stop a little bit and do some reflecting. And then I have, well, let me say a resolution I was wondering about that maybe you and I could share together. But first, I think it's important, and I'm doing it, and I actually talked to my sister just the other day about this, is I think it's important that we spend a little time as this year ends and the new one begins, reflecting on two things. And the first one is this. What are the struggles and the challenges and losses that we have faced in this year? I am one that believes wholeheartedly that you don't simply move over those and pretend like they didn't happen, but you need to spend a little time recognizing what's happened, recognize when it's cost you, and meeting the Lord there. I know for us, our organization went through some very big changes over this year. My dad died. We had a lot of plans throughout the year to travel and to speak, and those were all canceled. And also what I just mentioned, that it was our plan that this Christmas all the kids come home, and that's not happening. And in the midst of all of those challenges, there's loss. Not the greatest of all losses, but there is loss. And I think it's important to identify those, to remember those, to ask the Lord to meet you in the midst of those. So I encourage you, think about doing that, maybe writing it down in a journal or sharing it with some other folk. The second thing I think we need to do is to really reflect on the joys, reflect on where the Lord has met us, what He's done for us, where He's provided opportunities to share His kingdom, where He's intervened in our lives, where He's provided where we had lack. And I think both of those issues, the struggle and the joy, are part of what 2020 has been like. And for so many people, they have lost loved ones, they've lost jobs, some have lost businesses, many churches have not been able to minister at their capacity. And yet at the same time, God has been good. God has been faithful. I'm always reminded of St. Ignatius, who encouraged us to remember blessings great and small. And I think at the end of the year, that is something that we need to do. It's something that I'm doing so that it puts everything in perspective. That whole idea of struggle and joy is really part of the Christian message. It's in 1 Thessalonians, as Paul talks about that body of Christians, that in the midst of suffering, they experience joy. And then again in Jesus, where he talks about he endured the cross because of the joy set before him. Those are important things. And I think this is something that really helps us then move to some resolution for 2021. And this is what I'm really going to ask of you is, would you take some time thinking about how you're going to exercise self-care in 2021? We would be foolish to in any way think that 2020 hasn't taken a toll on us. And I know for me, I have ended this year really taking a look at how important it is that I exercise self-care, and not just the self-care of washing hands and social distancing and wearing a mask and isolating where necessary, but really taking care of the soul. Do you know that many of us think of the soul as this spiritual part of who we are, but a more accurate definition of the soul is everything it means to be human. Taking care of our bodies, of our emotions, of our relationships, taking care of our spiritual life, taking care of our intellect, all of that is part. And I'll tell you, when life bears down and there's loss and there's difficulty and there's struggle, there can be times when it sneaks up on us. And we need to exercise a commitment to soul care. And I know that's happened to me as I was ending this year. I came to the point of realizing I needed to spend extra time thinking about how to care for my soul, to care for everything it means to be a child of God in this time, in this place. Now, as I talked to you about soul care, there's one particular issue that I want to raise to you. And challenge you, as you challenge me, to be attentive to this as we move into the new year, and that is seeking rest for our soul. There's a lot of reasons why this came up to me, but Psalm 62 certainly brings it to the fore. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly He is my rock, my salvation, my fortress, I won't be shaken. The relationship between not being shaken and committing to having rest for the soul is tightly integrated, and it comes up again just five verses later. The psalmist David says the exact same thing. My soul finds rest in God, and now he says, because my hope comes from Him. My challenge for you and my challenge for me is, can we, as we move towards 2021, make some commitments to find some internal rest for our soul? And I know it's not easy. We live in a world of trying to multitask and challenges coming quickly, and we end up spending days and wonder, where did the time go? But I think it's important that we're able to do something specific to be able to invest in resting before the Lord, to gain strength in Him, to remember that He is our fortress, to remember that He is our rock. I need that in these days. And I'm guessing you need it also. I was looking at Facebook the other day, which I do very, very seldom, and a friend of mine, you may know him, Steve Siemens, had posted a part of a devotional from John Henry Jowett. He died in 1923, and this is what it said. There is a hunger in my soul for which I can find no satisfying bread. I have tried many breads. I have tried nature and art and music and literature, and I've tried human fellowship and social service, but my soul is hungry still. And the Lord Jesus comes to me, and He satisfies the hungry soul. His bread of life is very wonderful. It lifts the soul into the restfulness of strength and gives me a strange buoyancy and the glorious liberty of being one of the children of God. My soul, wait for Him. He is my hope. It then goes on to quote from Bernard of Clairvaux in his wonderful hymn, Jesus, Thou Joy of Loving Hearts. Jesus, Thou Joy of Loving Hearts, Thou Fount of Life, Thou Light of Men, for the best bliss that earth imparts, we turn unfulfilled to thee again. We taste thee, O living bread. We long to feast upon you still. We drink of thee, O fountainhead. Come, O come, Emmanuel. A long time ago, an older pastor, when I was very young, said, Terry, remember, every day you need a daily diversion with God, a weekly withdrawal, and an annual abandon. I liked the way he did that. Daily diversion, weekly withdrawal, annual abandon. And what I'm challenging you with, I want you to know I'm going to make this commitment also, that be it resolved that we will invest in rest for our soul. By drawing into Christ and gaining strength from him, drinking the living water from him. Now, sometime back, I shared with you my acronym for the word rest, and I'm going to do it one more time and see if there isn't a practical way in every day that we could do these four steps. R, relinquish your cares to the Lord. Get apart every day. Get quiet. Open yourself to the presence of the Spirit, and then let your hand open and say, Jesus, I need you to hold all these things that concern me, because right now I want to draw myself to you. R, relinquish your concerns before God. Try it just for the first couple weeks of the new year. E, embrace the truth of God's love and care. I'm right now writing four letters on my hand because they're reminding me of four things that are true, that are really important to me right now about God's care. I put the letter P for presence, the promise of God that he's an ever-present help. L for love, that God lavishes his love upon his children. W for the word of God, which is true, that he wants me to believe in. And then I. That comes from Ephesians, where it talks about the fact that God is able to do more than you can imagine. That's part of receiving the embrace of God. Every day, just take a daily diversion and open your hands. Relinquish your concerns. God, care for these. See them. Help me with them. And then embrace the promises of God, that he is present with you and that he loves you, that his word for you is true, and he can do more than you can ask or think. S stands for shalom, and this is a combination of things: to seek peace and to make peace. Look for the peace of God. Remember, you are at peace with God because of what Jesus has done for us. And think about that. There's no war between you and God. And because there's no war between you and God, and he's forgiven you, there needs to be no war between us and other people. And we can forgive them as well. T, thanks. I know we've talked about this before, but gratitude is important. Remember, blessings great and small. Give thanks to God. Now, look, this is what I'm suggesting. What if on a daily basis, you just got apart for a while, even just a little while, and you said, God, I want to enter rest with you, the rest that my soul needs. And so right now, I open myself up to your Spirit, and I open my hands, and I relinquish to you all that I'm fussing about, all that I'm caring about. And I embrace your word for me, that you are present and loving and true. And I thank you for shalom, and I ask that you help me spread shalom. And I give you thanks for all that you are and all that you have done. Be it resolved that you and that I will find rest for our souls in Jesus.